This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Regardless of your party affiliation, the suggestion we're hearing that Canada can raise corporate income tax rate without impacting economic growth, jobs, and investment is nonsense. Now, before the anti-business hate mail starts rolling in, you got to keep in mind that every party once in power has put in policies that lower business taxes or tax credits in order to attract investment in specific industries. I mean, the BC NDP Green Party just did it by offering billions in tax incentives in order to attract investors for the LNG Canada project. The NDP in Saskatchewan put in tax incentives to attract investment in the oil and gas industry. The NDP and the federal and provincial Liberals are all pushing tax incentives to encourage the purchase of electric vehicles. So it's a bit much for them to pretend there are no consequences to tax changes. I mean, the Green Party is promising to raise corporate taxes by 40%, from 15 to 21%. But they don't seem to understand it's not just the federal rate. It's the combined federal and provincial income tax rate that's key in determining where businesses invest. The Green Party's proposal puts the average federal provincial corporate rate in Canada at about 33%. That's higher than any U.S. state's combined rate, 50% higher than the low-tax states like Ohio and Texas. The NDP wants to raise the federal rate by 20% for corporations' income, pushing the average federal and provincial rate to 30%. Well, that matches Iowa, which is the highest combined federal and state rate in the U.S. The NDP is also promising a 50% increase in the capital gains taxes. Well, I guarantee that will not encourage capital investment, along with their new super wealth tax. The Liberals promised to introduce a 3% income tax in some sectors of the digital economy, as long as they have Canadian revenues of $40 million plus. But they've also got other measures aimed at business and higher income individuals. In addition, I get the impression that none of these parties understand that the U.S. has a significantly lower rate for income derived from intellectual property and other types of service income. So the tax changes in Canada make us even less competitive. Now, I appreciate that doesn't matter to millions of Canadians, but what I find unacceptable is the various parties' suggestion that significant tax changes on business will have no impact on economic growth and job creation. Well, that is simply wrong. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.